Assigned straight by Helmet, written by Cooler Desai, and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Roy Harper / Jason Todd. This is part one of the Jane and Zoe Femme Jason / Trans Femme Roy series. Summary. The Titans had met Jane, Arsenal's new girlfriend. She's lovely, and all of them think they're a great match. Then why was she cheating on her new girlfriend with Red Hood of all people? The atmosphere of the Titans Tower raged with nostalgia. Old Squad was as present as they could be, all of them walking different paths in life. She was standing in her gear, running late due to some gang acting up in the middle of the day. Ever since she moved to Gotham, she got used to working the graveyard shift, switching it sometimes with her lover. Surprisingly, they worked out a pretty good system to make sure Leanne was never alone. Her daughter didn't need constant protection, but this was Gotham they were talking about. If something could go wrong in this forsaken city, then it would. Usually, even worse than anybody could have predicted. Gangs acting up during the day was unusual, but gangs that needed both Arsenal and Red Hood to deal with them, those were a fucking nightmare. Her old friends gave her a couple of weird looks, most of them being directed at Jane. Sure, her girlfriend looked intimidating, or rather super hot, in her full gear, but nothing out of the ordinary for people in their business. Besides, they had met her both in and out of the costume. Maybe the change in personalities was a little too much for them, but for her, it was still Jane. Caring, kind Jane, who was going to punch a guy for looking at her daughter the wrong way. She tried making small talk, she hadn't seen those guys in forever, and yet she couldn't shake the sensation of being singled out. Something was wrong, and she had no idea what. Was it because both of them were in costume? But so was Raven, so that couldn't be it. The fact that Leanne was not with them. Sure, her friends loved her daughter, but they could just ask about her, especially since Zoe loved ranting about the things her munchkin did. They could get her going for hours. Jane tapped her on the shoulder, showing Zoe her phone. Alert from Oracle, the conflict from earlier was escalating, despite being almost done with. She rolled her eyes. Why was something always going down in Gotham? They couldn't even catch a small break to hear all the gossip. "You can stay," her girlfriend said, keeping both her arms on Zoe's waist. "I know how long you were waiting for this. I can handle a little gang war," she added. Zoe looked gratefully at her. "Are you sure? I can still help." "Positive. Though, bring me something back. I don't think I can just snatch something on my way out." They both knew it was a lie. Jane was scarily good at stealing sweets. Apparently, her family would hold an annual cookie-stealing competition. Who knew? With her girlfriend gone, the tension in the room broke. It was like everybody let out a collective breath they were holding. Zoe blinked a couple of times, trying to read the situation correctly. Was it Jane they had problems with? They did react well the last time she spoke to them, officially coming out as a woman and a lesbian at that. She introduced them to Jane, and everybody seemed to be on the same wavelength. Her internal questions went unanswered as she looked around. People were whispering, clearly debating something, and she decided to just eat the damn cookie she wanted to try. Rachel and Gar approached her with clear intentions of talking. They looked serious, so she braced herself. "Fun party," she started, trying to lighten them up. They both looked away for a second before Rachel took a deep breath. "Yeah, it is. Listen, can we talk more seriously for a second?" she asked, somewhat nervously. Zoe nodded, turning fully to face her friend. She would get to the bottom of this whole situation. "Are you and Jane still together?" She was taken aback by the question. Yes, they were. Did they miss the whole standing next to each other, coming together thing? When Jane left, there wasn't any screaming, anything indicating they had broken things off. How did they arrive at that conclusion? Yeah, we are. Why? Do you want to join? Maybe coping with humor was not the best option. Sewer. Rachel cringed a little at that, her cape flying up a little. Then why are you with Hood? Zoe tilted her head, a mannerism she definitely adapted from her girlfriend. What the hell was that supposed to mean? Was she asking why they were together? Were they not in love enough? Did they suddenly stop liking her? Was it because she could definitely throw Zoe against any wall with ease? "Are you questioning my type?" she asked, trying to get at least some clarification. She preferred to get the message clear instead of spiraling into a miscommunication debate. "I'm questioning your loyalty. Jane is such a good fit for you, and you turn around and cheat on her with a crime lord. How could you?" she accused her, and Zoe understood the problem now. She couldn't even be mad. After all, she didn't know Red Hood was a woman until Jane told them. Wait, was Jane doing this on purpose and protecting her secret identity? Was she thinking they would get it after meeting her, or just assumed Zoe would tell everyone? The lack of answer was enough for Gar, who looked disapprovingly at her, slowly shaking his head. He placed his hand on Rachel's shoulder and dragged her back. Well, fuck. Zoe was pacing back and forth between the couches. She was not in the mood after what the rest had told her. Her girlfriend, on the other side, was casually reading a book, unbothered by the whole situation. "If you're gonna keep pacing, you'll walk a hole in the floor," she said, casually switching to another page, like everything was fine. "I'm thinking," she answered, looking straight at her. "You know, it would be nice if you did the same thing." Jane raised an eyebrow, looking at her in the same way she did when she was being bratty. "Just tell them we're having a threesome or something. I don't care." Zoe stopped to look at her genius girlfriend. That was an idea, except... "They know I'm a lesbian," she pointed out. "Then tell them I'm the one dating Hood and we're poly." "Do you think that will work?" she asked, a little skeptical. "It works for my dad. Everybody thinks Bruce Wayne is dating Batman, after all, despite them being the same person." Wait, what? The end.